Good afternoon. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. To begin, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local offices on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
Over 65.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Grand Traverse County.
But do you think that things are going in the right direction, or are they have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Political wise?
I'm sorry?
They're on track.
On the right direction?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear in your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil, or is 65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Definitely voting no against.
Thank you. Now, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
And would you definitely vote no against or probably vote no against?
No against.
Definitely or probably?
Oh, definitely.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No, against.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal and raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. The next one is, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. The next one is, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
I oppose it.
Okay, thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Reducing traffic and congestion, improving local roads and infrastructure, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, controlling growth and development, making housing more affordable, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, protecting water quality and water supply, or improving public education and local schools.
Protecting natural habitat.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can also indicate that. The first one is your city or township government.
What was I supposed to? Oh, I know about them, yes.
Yes, and do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or have no opinion of them?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TARC Trails.
I'm very favorable on those.
Okay, thank you. And the last one on this section is Grand Traverse County Government.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Thank you. And if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Do not trust.
And do you probably do not trust or definitely do not trust?
Probably do not trust.
Thank you. Now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one is to maintain existing trails.
Favorable.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. The next one is to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Somewhat approve.
To plan and construct new trails.
Approve.
And is that strongly or somewhat?
I'm sorry, somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is to improve connectivity for residents between school, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Somewhat.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Somewhat approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Somewhat approve.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Somewhat approve.
The next one is to protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. The next one is to promote a local economic development.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is to promote health and wellness.
Can you repeat that, please?
To promote health and wellness.
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained?
Ensuring it's well maintained.
Thank you. Now you will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can also indicate that. The first one is there will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
I'm for that. I can't remember what I was supposed to say.
Yes, don't worry. We do have a scale that helps. Is a much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference to
much more likely.
To make you okay. Thank you. Much more likely. The next one is the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Much more likely.
A citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Much more likely.
And the last one for this session is there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Much more likely.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can also indicate that. The first one is, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
What was very likely?
We want to know if you find that statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or makes no difference. Yes. Yeah.
I don't much believe the government anymore.
Mm-hmm. So how should I record your answer?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Thank you. The next one is Boardman's Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The next one is $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Not convincing.
And is that not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too.
Thank you. The next one is, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so the residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Somewhat convincing.
The next one is, this proposal preserves Yes, preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them in the same way we do.
Somewhat convincing.
Then we have, this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Somewhat convincing.
Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Somewhat convincing.
In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Very convincing.
Then we have, this proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Somewhat convincing.
Then we have, Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Somewhat convincing.
And the last one for this section is, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing and plan to and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No against.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. Now, you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can please let me know as well. The first one is, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Very convincing.
Thank you. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Very convincing.
There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Very convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, this proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
No. Whatever. Strongly no.
Not at all convincing or not too convincing to vote no against this proposal?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth.
Totally convincing.
So very convincing?
Very.
Yeah. The next one
is, Grand Traverse County is full of tourists, all year round now.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Have me mad. It used to be heaven to live here, now it's hell.
Yeah, I understand. And now then we have, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
I'm totally against that. I can't remember. What
not at all convincing or not too convincing?
Yeah, not at all.
No, thank you. The last one on this section is, this proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Totally agree.
So is that very convincing or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No against.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
I'm definitely voting no against.
Thank you. Now you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
That I don't trust what the government says.
What the government says. Thank you. Just a moment. There we go. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy, for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No against.
And is that definitely vote no against or probably vote no against?
Definitely vote no against.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask a few short demographic questions before we finish. These are confidential. And just to be sure, we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Biden.
Thank you. And with which political party are you affiliated? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or unaffiliated?
Democrat.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
High school graduate.
Thank you. And do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own.
Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
And what is your main racial background? Asian or Asian American, Hispanic, white or Caucasian, African American or black?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation, and have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.